Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast. Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, it's not often I come to you for health advice, but here we are, 11 minutes past nine on a Wednesday. Listen up, people of Ireland, and my friends in the studio here, Emer and Cahill. I need your advice. I change my car quite a lot because I'm a BMW ambassador, and I go over and I take all the stuff out of the boot and I fire it into the boot of the other car, and I've got football gear for the two teams I coach, and I've got like spare runners in my boot always in case I have to do anything dirty and I can't get my Jordans messed up, you know, that kind of stuff.
Priorities, yeah.
Jackets, you know, like bits of things that I mean to throw out, stuff that's supposed to be in the dump that's usually in the back of the boot, whatever. Anyway, I changed car recently and I kind of stuffed some stuff from the car into a bag and just put it in the boot. And then I was like, oh, that rubbish is in the boot. So I went in yesterday afternoon and I got the rubbish out. And then I was like, what else is in this bag? And I found a hat, a woolly hat, a squeegee, which I didn't know I had.
Oh, handy.
Squeegee again?
Like a rubber thing for cleaning windows.
Oh, yeah.
So you know the way, if you get your car washed and you do it properly with the manual jet wash, afterwards you can have little spots in your car because the water droplets don't get blown off by the vacuum or the hairdryer thing in the car wash. You take a squeegee and you just go around and run it very quickly over all the surfaces of your car. Doors, windows, everything. And it will just take the water off.
Really?
So that's why I have it.
Anyway, you never use it.
Obviously, not, I don't use it because I forgot it was in there.
Yeah.
That's why I have it. Anyway, in the bag, there was also 6 Tonix caramel bars, right? Now, these are... Zemer is nodding because she will know that she and I bought these. We went to Glasgow last...
March.
Yeah, it was,
end of March,
so
right
over a year ago. To hang out with the brilliant Dermot Kennedy.
Great 2 days.
Got to chat with Dermot, got to hang out with him, went to his gig in the Glasgow OVO Arena. It was just unreal. But obviously, you're in Scotland, you treat yourself to Scottish treats. I had deep fried haggis fingers for dinner. Yeah.
Deep fried Mars bar.
Deep fried Mars bar as dessert. Outrageously good. Outrageously good. Anyway, on the way home to the airport, Emer and I found several versions of the caramel Tonix bar, which is these are guys who make the tea cakes.
Yeah.
They also do this caramel bar, which is, I think, is elite level chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. And there were small ones in a tub that Emer bought so that you could kind of, if you wanted a little nibberoo as opposed to a huge bar. Now, the bar's only the size of your finger, but if you wanted a little like...
A light bite.
There you go. You could have one of those out of the tub. I, however, found a display packet, like a box of maybe... 40?
I think for usually used for trade purposes.
Yes, definitely like
if you were coming home to sell them in a pound shop or a shop.
Yes, you know. This is what you would buy.
Yeah.
If I put them in my backpack, it would have been overweight, but I carried them in the duty-free bag.
Right. Genius.
And I've obviously eaten them because they're the greatest things. However, at some point in the last, whatever it is, 13 months, they got shoved into this bag in the bottom of the boot of the car, and I found them yesterday, and I was like, oh, like gold, chocolate gold.
Yeah.
I was like, yes!
Can you not get them in Ireland?
You can, but they're not as readily available.
Yeah, they're trickier to find, and you can't
expensive.
Buy them in bulk.
Yeah, and you can't buy a big, huge display box of them.
Okay.
However, I just out of interest, because I remembered it was a year and a bit ago, Emer, when you and I went to Glasgow.
Wasn't staying there yesterday.
I said, I wonder whether they're still in date. And this is where I need the health advice. Because I have 6 of these, and they went out of date in September 2023. Now, my question is very simple and straightforward.
No.
Can I eat them 7 months out of date?
1,000,000% yes.
You're saying yes. Cahill's like straight in.
Eat it now.
No, I'm not going to eat it now. I'm on air. You know I don't eat on air.
100%. I was reared on gone off chocolate.
Emer... You know how long ago it was we bought these.
Yeah, it feels like 1,000,000 years ago.
And obviously they would have been in stock in the airport over a period of time. They're out of date. Yeah, September, so it's now.
Like I don't have health concerns, shall we say. I don't think it would make you sick. My concern is, because this has happened to me in the past, they're your favourite bar.
Yeah.
You love them very much. And if you have it and it doesn't taste nice, will it sully forever your enjoyment of those bars? And then you'll in the years to come, you'll be like, oh, those car, I used to like them. And then I had one that was slightly gone.
But sure, how would it taste any different? Like chocolate just doesn't taste any different.
Oh, no, hang on, it does.
There's multiple factors here.
I remember, again, not that long ago, maybe within the last year or so, I found, in a similar scenario, found a Curly Whirly in my car, which again, I love. And the Curly Whirly was smashed down quite thin. It had obviously been, something was weighing down on it, whether it was probably like football gear, balls, or whatever.
A squeegee.
Squeegee could have been, yeah. Whatever squeegee. It was. Shoes, yeah, whatever. But I was like, bonus curly whirlies. I didn't even know it was there. You know, the car is where I keep, where I stash all my secret chocolate. And I was like, ooh, it's even a secret from me, is the curly whirly. Took it out, opened it up, went to bite it, and almost before it even reached my mouth, maybe it was a smell or whatever, there was a tang off the curly whirly that I needed to chuck in the bin. Then I checked and it was almost 2 years out of date.
Okay. Oh, but what's the tang? What, like?
I don't know how to explain it. It's like, do you know when you know milk has gone off?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be milk chocolate. Maybe that's what it was. Just, I knew not to bite this. I was like, oh.
I will also say that when you read the storage instructions for anything, it typically says cool, dry place or fridge. A car is neither of those things, and that's what would concern me. And with indeed the curly whirly is case in point, that if it's been sitting in a car,
and trust
for
me,
the wet
football gear, wet jackets, wet boots, wet, like everything wet gets thrown in the boot. Everyone knows that.
And then car boots get very, very hot. I presume I've never been in a car boot for an extended period of time, but I can't imagine they're cool and dry.
Yeah, there's definitely another thing here. Is why is your chocolate hanging out in your car? Bring it home into the press.
No, I've got four children. They can't be trusted to not climb up to the high press or wherever we used to keep it when they were small. Nothing is safe.
So you hiding it on purpose in the car?
Yes.
And then you're forgetting about it?
No, I did forget about it.
I do like that as a concept, though. It's a little treat. If you forget about things and you find it, the lovely idea. But a car is not the place.
You do need to find them within the use-by date is the issue. So my question this morning is, because these two are giving me differing opinions, people of Ireland, can I eat a 7, almost 8 month out of date Tunnocks caramel bar? A series of them.
Eat it now.
087-4100-102. Let me know. This is the kind of groundbreaking radio.
Eat it now.
No, stop. You're such a pusher. Okay, back to the matter at hand. Can I eat 7 month old, gone off Tunnocks caramel chocolate bars? There are some do's, there are some don'ts. Those saying eat it absolutely can be ate, says Caroline. It's best before, not used by. So it tastes best before the best before date, but it won't make you sick. It just may not taste as good as it once did. Now, that is, of course, not a doctor saying that. That's just Caroline. Whereas Brita says, Dave, in the car, chocolate will heat up in the warm weather, freeze in the cold weather, heat up again, freeze again. We could go on and on. It's Irish weather, after all. I wouldn't, but I don't have a belly of steel, says Brita. I'm not sure I do either. Willie's been in touch. Willie and Tip.
Dave, I'm 100% with Cahill on this one. Yeah, we grew up eating kind of out-of-date chocolate. No problem either way.
Why did you grow up eating the chocolate? That's what I want to know. More details required, Willie. More details. But yeah, okay, you're in Cahill's camp of just eat it. Elaine's in cabin this morning. Hi, Elaine.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm very good, and yourself?
Good, good, thank you.
What's your advice to me here? Do you think I should be eating this or putting it in the bin?
I just eat the chocolate. I ate a box of Miniature Heroes at the weekend that were out of date since January.
Okay.
And I'm still alive. I'm still going, so.
And did they taste all right?
They were fine, yeah. There wasn't a bother on them. Yeah. Now, you'll know when you open them if they're white, don't eat them. But if you didn't see the date,
that's actually true. It was only the fact that it occurred to me that it had been so long since I'd seen these that I went, oh, I wonder what the date, like, I kind of assumed they'd be in date. I don't know why, but yeah, it turns out they weren't. Yeah.
I'm turning into my mother. She used to hide some of the Christmas sweets and then produce them at Easter, so that's what I done.
Amazing.
I really got around to eating them at this time.
They were the Christmas ones. Yeah. All right, well, look, you're still alive, as you said, on the phone chatting to me, so I'll take that as a vote of yes. Thank you very much, Elaine.
No problem, Dave.
See you later. Bye. Simon's been in touch.
Dave, would you stop being ridiculous? We live in a time of plenty and chocolate confectionery is widely available. You do not need to eat this.
I know, and I know I could go like across to a shop now and buy a six pack of them, but they're there. It's kind of the principle of it. And Rue has been in touch too.
Hey, Dave. I think if you eat the Tunnocks tea cakes bar or whatever they are, I think you'll be grand. They'll be fine. And even better, you should eat them on air without hearing you. Eating the delicious looking grand bars. See ya.
See ya, Rue. Thank you very much. The only problem with that, Rue, is the fact that I think eating on air is criminal offence to people's ears. I don't think it should ever be done. And I hope I've never done it before. I certainly don't plan to ever do it in the future. But thank you for the advice. I'm trying not to lose control of everything within me. But I found some caramel Tunnocks bars in the boot of my car last night. I love caramel Tunnocks bars. They're one of my favourites. I think they're like elite level chocolate bars. But I got them a year ago in Scotland. So they're 7 months out of date. Now, should I eat them is the question. A lot of people getting in touch saying just do it. A lot of people saying it's the use by date or the best before date. Well, it is a best before date.
Very easy, Dave. Let Carl eat the first one. See if he survives, and then you just enjoy the rest. Cheers.
Thanks, Kev. Yeah, I could use them as some kind of those very famous kind of rulers who always had people to test their food in case they're being poisoned. Maybe that could be Carl. So yeah, it's got a best before, not a use by date. A lot of people are suggesting that that's okay. Jennifer's been on.
Yeah, you can definitely eat it. I mean, personally, I wouldn't. Only because, you know yourself, like the car. So that chocolate has probably frozen, you know, 10 times over with the cold weather and the bad weather, and then melted 40 times over with the hot weather. And it's not going to taste right. But I mean, yeah, belt away.
Yes, you say that with confidence. Niamh's in Cork. Hi, Niamh.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good. Did you do some research on this?
I actually did.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, it was there about just after Easter, actually, yeah. And found an Easter egg in the cupboard. Now, it was in a dark place, and I was looking at it, and I was looking at the date, and it was 8 months. So I did a bit of a Googling. Now, this was a milk chocolate one.
Milk chocolate know? Easter egg, right. It was 8 months past the best before, was it?
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Okay.
Googled this anyway, and it said 8 months for milk chocolate or white chocolate, 3 years for dark chocolate.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. Oh, it's to do with the cacao.
The cacao level. Yes, of course. Because you see those bars where it's like 75, 80. And then if you're super hardcore and you don't mind just eating things that make you cry, it's like 95%. Fine, right. Yeah.
According to Google anyway. So Dr. Google says
I mean, if Dr. Google says it and then Niamh says it to Dave on the radio, it's got to be true, right?
Well, also, we also ate it, myself and my daughter, Christopher.
Right.
And we survived.
You see, you're here to tell the story.
Yeah.
This is all I'm asking for, really.
Well, yeah, no tummy pains, no nothing.
Cool. And what about taste?
Absolutely fine. And okay. I love my chocolate now, and so does my daughter. So we do love our chocolate. So yeah, the taste was absolutely fine. It was bought in the shop the day before.
Niamh, I am basically going to assume that you are a scientist in a lab coat, the way you've done the research on this. Thank you very much for that. You've made me very confident. Thanks, Niamh.
No worries.
See you later. Bye. It seems I'm not the only one who's discovering chocolate stashed away, although maybe, Hayley, you won't discover it at all. You're in Dublin today. What's the crack?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good. What did you do?
So I decided coming up to Lent, that's going to be super good. And I bagged up, you know, you have a few bars and some crisps and some chocolate.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's get rid of all this now. And there was a good, like, you know, bag of it, and
like a shopping bag,
like a little small kind of bag. Not shopping bag. No, right. But after Christmas, you hold on to a few bits.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, right, I'm so good for Lent. I'm going to be no distractions. Bagged it all up. I was actually on the move as well at the same time, so I was in and out of the boot of the car.
Okay, right.
And had them in this little dun bag and I had them in and out of the car and whatever, and I was going, and I was like, I'll hide them now, and after Lent then we have a great old time.
Of course.
And do you think I can find that bag?
No.
Not a hope. I was over in Ballymount as well at the dump one day.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, I'd say they're gone into a skiff.
That could have been it.
Yeah, can't find them. And I'm like, no, I definitely hid them somewhere, like, you know, that. And so even like, you know, at home with mom, she'd be saying, like, is there anything nice now, you know, or something, and you hide stuff because you don't want to eat, you know, pack something. I swear to God, like, I'm still, you know, hoping one day I'll find them. But just listening to your story, coming up to Halloween, years ago, mom would buy, like, all the sweets for the kids.
Of course, yeah.
And because my brother was, like, a teenage monster, like, just can't feed them, she would always have to hide them and stash them in the car.
Oh, before Halloween? Yeah, I totally get that.
And yeah, so, and lots of people do it, actually, because you just, you know, the car is going in and out every day and won't be in the house.
Teenage boys cannot be trusted. Like,
well, you can't feed them, like, you know, like, two shopping trolleys.
No, and literally, I'll give you an example. Like, yesterday, finished a massive dinner, and I heard rustling. I walked out of the kitchen. I haven't put the dishes in the dishwasher. I heard rustling and I was like, what's happening? I went in and my teenager was making a triple decker sandwich. I was like, you just finished the biggest plate of pasta I've ever seen anyone eat. And he's like, oh, I'm starving.
Yeah. Two boys you have nowadays, but look at that. I know. Plan. But if I find that bag of Dumb Store treats, I swear to God, I'm going to be checking every label. Well, like, there's a couple of Club Milks in it.
Oh, and the crisps, snacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the crisps, I'm, in fairness, you'll know about the crisps because they'll be soft. So, yeah, but at least.
Like, yeah, but today, for health concerns, like, just dump them. Like,
you
don't
think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, Hayley. Yeah, listen, you've got good advice for me. I appreciate the good advice. I know you're looking out for me. I'm just not sure I'm going to do it. We'll see. All right, Hayley, nice one. Thanks a million.
See ya.
Bye. Mark was on as well.
Hi, Dave. Open the chocolate bar. It should be still brown chocolate if it's milk chocolate. If it's turned or starting to turn white, no, do not eat the chocolate because it is gone off. So if it's turned white, you're in trouble. Bin it. If not, maybe take a chance.
Okay, well, here it is. Let's have a look inside. No, there's no white on that. It's pretty healthy, Emer. Yeah. Emer's now nodding. She's moving into camp, yes. Look, 0874100102. Let's run this poll between now and the end of the 9 o'clock hour. So before 10 o'clock, before we go into the news to play Music Master, we'll decide what the texts are showing us. Is it eat it or not eat it? I mean, I'm getting some messages in that are just absolutely straightforward, like from Rob.
Eat them, eat them, eat them, eat them.
Thanks, Rob. To Donna makes a point.
Hi, Dave. Absolutely eat the bars. It says best before. Doesn't mean it's bad after. I never go by best before dates. If it's discoloured or smells, then throw it out. Otherwise, just eat it.
Yeah, it's neither of those things, although Marty makes a point that a lot of you are making.
Yeah, well, you don't be so tight and go to Tesco and buy a new packet. Love God.
I know. But I just found them in the boot and now I want them. But I just don't know. Anyway, your poll results, thank you very much. It's huge. 72% say eat it, eat it, eat it, and 28% say don't.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.